Congress begins its efforts to start moving the individual appropriations bills this week. One of the first bills that will come up in the House Appropriations Subcommittee is the Agriculture Appropriations Bill for Fiscal Year 17. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, starts us off with an update on the Ag Appropriations process.
This measure includes a number of key provisions important to the cotton industry, and so we'll be working closely with the members and staff as that bill moves through the Subcommittee, committee, and then ultimately to the House floor.
Similar to the activities on the House side, the Senate, while they have not yet announced when they will mark up their version of the spending bill on agriculture, Langley expects it to happen in the next few weeks.
And all of this is part of the attempt by the congressional Republican leadership to try to move each of the individual 12 spending bills through the committee process across the House and Senate floor, and then get these measures signed into law before the new fiscal year starts October 1. However, that is going to be a significant challenge from a timing and scheduling perspective, given that Congress was really only in session through about mid-July before largely being out of session until after the November elections. But nonetheless, we're working closely with the appropriations members and staff to make sure cotton's priorities are fully funded in these bills as they move forward. We'll also be working to make sure no damaging amendments are offered as part of the process that could undermine crop insurance or the farm bill or other key policies.
In addition to the work in Congress on the appropriations front, this week the Senate Agriculture Committee plans to have a markup of their version of the bill to reauthorize and regulate the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC.
The House passed its version of this legislation last year, and so now the Senate committee is beginning its work with hopes of trying to get a final authorization package approved sometime in 2016.
Also this week, the House Agriculture Committee will begin a series of hearings focused on the farm economy.
The first hearing will take place in the General Farm Commodities Subcommittee and will be focused specifically on the financial pressures impacting farmers today. And then going forward, the other subcommittees that are part of the House Ag Committee will have hearings within their area of jurisdiction, again, all focused on issues that are causing financial pressure within the farm economy.